This is Conversations with My Dummy. I'm Steve Charney. And in a little while, we're going to hear Trout Fishing in America doing a great song, My Weary Deer.
Our store is open for business once again, and we sell anything. Anything, Steve? Yes, anything. We have it all in stock. It's a huge store, bigger than Walbaum's, with over 85 aisles brimming with anything your heart desires.
85 aisles? How do we fit them all in the recording studio?
Well, they're small aisles.
Anything?
Anything.
Do we have, let's say, three-piece suits?
Are you kidding? We have three-piece suits, four-piece suits, eight-piece suits, 68-piece suits. We have 535-piece suits. We have an entire haberdashery in the back.
A haberdashery? Whoa, that's a great word.
We have a whole section of great words like that. Haberdashery, mullet grubs, brouhaha, cream puff.
Do we have tape?
Name it. We have scotch tape, masking tape, recording tape, duct tape, measuring tape, videotape, adhesive tape, sheetrock tape, magnetic tape, digital tape, tape recorders, tape measures, and tape worms.
Okay, we got tape.
We're just waiting for our first customer to come in and buy something.
Okay, we're waiting. We're waiting.
Ah, here he is now. May we help you?
Yes, I have a waterfall in my backyard and, well, I'd like to paint it.
Is the waterfall running?
No, it's falling.
Ah, of course.
I hope it doesn't hurt itself.
I'm thinking of painting it orange.
Well, as you probably have guessed by now, you need special paint for that.
Yes, I understand. The last paint I used kept chipping.
Well, fortunately, I have a special paint made up just for this store, for customers like yourself. Are you sure it's orange you want? We have samples of over 500 colors you can choose from.
No, I want orange.
Harry, go over to aisle 6. Halfway down on the right, you'll see the orange waterfall paint.
Okay, Steve, gotcha.
Can we test it out before I buy it? I'd hate to start painting and find out that it's too runny.
This paint doesn't run.
How could it? It doesn't have any legs. Okay, here's the paint.
Let's try it out. Harry, get the tub of water over there in the corner.
That isn't moving water, and he's painting a waterfall. You need moving water.
Well, you'll splash it around while I apply the coat.
Okay, why does it need a coat? It's warm in here.
Just get the tub.
Aye, aye, Captain!
This'll just take a second while he gets it. Let me just get the top off the paint. Look at that orange, huh? That's nice, isn't it?
It'll look lovely on my waterfall.
Okay, Steve. Here's the top!
And I've got the paintbrush with some paint on it. Now start splashing the water while I start painting it.
Okay, Steve, let me just roll up my sleeve here. Okay, and I'll just start splashing the water around.
Good. Now, as you can see, sir, while he's splashing it, I'm painting the water with this paintbrush, and the paint applies evenly and in one coat. There's no need to use a primer.
The water can't read anyway!
Or an undercoat.
The water doesn't mind being naked!
All right, you can stop now, Harry. Stop it. Okay, how's that, sir? See? Look how evenly it's applied.
Yes, it did go on quite smoothly. How long before it dries?
24 hours.
And you're sure it won't chip or peel? I'd hate to be having a barbecue in my backyard and be embarrassed when the guests walk over to the waterfall and see it peeling.
No, it's guaranteed for the life of the waterfall. Now, how much will you need? How big is the waterfall?
Well, it's 100 feet high and 20 feet wide.
Whoa! It's quite a paint job you got ahead of yourself. You'll need at least 10 gallons.
Thank you. Can you send them to this address with the bill?
This'll be fine. It's not too far away. Thank you so much for stopping in.
It's my pleasure. How long will it take before it's delivered?
You'll have it by tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Bye now!
Bye!
Another satisfied customer, huh? While we're waiting for someone else, why don't you unpack this box of Snickers and put them on the counter here?
Did they really snicker?
Sure. Here, look. Hold one of the Snickers up to the mic.
Okay. Hey, you weren't kidding. So that's why they call them Snickers.
Exactly. Ah, another customer. Hello, may I help you?
Yes, is this the same store that sold my husband 1,000 sticks of dynamite last week?
Well, ma'am, we sell a lot of merchandise in our store. I can't remember every product that we sell.
You don't remember selling a man? He was quite slight. Balding. A nebbish, really. 1,000 sticks of dynamite last week?
I don't think so. Wait, he wasn't the one who bought 500 packages of bubblegum, was he? Because I remember the fellow wanted to blow a bubble big enough to sleep in when he went camping.
No. My husband bought the dynamite. I'm surprised you don't remember. He carried the sticks out of the store two at a time. It took him all day to get them into his car. All day long, back and forth, from the store to his car, from the car back to the store. You don't remember that?
Hey, a lot of people come through this store, lady. We can't remember every little customer who traipses through here, especially if it was a whole week ago.
Wait a second. He wasn't the one who bought a shirt, was he? He was medium built, medium height, medium-sized nose, medium shoes, a medium-looking face. I remember the shirt was size medium.
Gee, what did he do for a living?
He conducted seances.
Ah, A medium.
No. He bought 1,000 sticks of dynamite from you.
Oh, yes, I remember the Nebbish. He wanted to charge it. But when someone buys 1,000 sticks of dynamite, you make them pay in advance. What about him?
You did not sell him dynamite.
What do you mean?
Those sticks were filled with chocolate pudding.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You mean he left here with 1,000 sticks of chocolate pudding?
Precisely.
Well, have him return them. We'll be happy to replace them with the right merchandise.
Alas, it's too late. Oh, no. You don't mean... That's exactly what I mean. He was working down in the basement, and suddenly, kaboom! Every stick exploded.
I'm so sorry.
I ran down into the basement, and what I saw was too ghastly, too horrible to recount. Let's put it this way. Were you ever in a chocolate pudding fest?
Are you kidding? The store sponsors a chocolate pudding fest every October.
There was chocolate pudding everywhere.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear it. Of course, unless you can stuff the chocolate pudding back into the sticks, I don't think I'm going to be able to make an exchange.
No, that's not what I'm here for.
Then why are you here?
I'm here to buy 2 large spoons. My husband and I are dying to dig in. We love chocolate pudding. Come over and join us, will you?
Dear John and Jane Doe, oh no, we are weary, weary deer. Hunt the moose or the goose, but please turn the poor deer loose, for our families would miss us if we're not here. We stay up all the night in a terrible fright. Pity us, bleary, weary, weary deer. Oh, the foot of the hare brings good luck beyond compare, and the hair of the bear is more impressive. On your wall could use a nice trophy trout. Think about it, while we weary deer live in fear, weary deer, hiding down in the deep, damp, dark, dank den.
In the gloom,
how we long for a day with the antelope to play. Oh, surely some sunshine shall shine soon. Than us, or a feast of feathered fowl is delicious. The elk stand so proud and so tall that they must present a target that'll make you want to skip us. Steer clear of the deer. We live in fear, weary hair, for we fear that we fear the hunters near.
Hey, how about a trout?
With a tag for the toe of John Deere and Jane Doe.
Our motto is the customer should always be satisfied. And to do that, we've stocked our shelves with everything imaginable. No matter what anyone requests, we'll have it or eat our hats.
We've only had to eat 3 hats this week, right, Steve?
Well, fortunately, we've stocked edible hats, so it wasn't too much of a hardship. They tasted like stale pancakes. Not too bad if you put syrup on them. Oh, here's a customer now. Hello, may we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for an absorbent paper towel.
Well, you've come to the right place. Our towels are super absorbent.
Just how absorbent are they?
We'll show you. Harry, bring out the paper towels, will you? They're down on aisle 10.
I'm way ahead of you, Steve!
While he's doing that, I'll take out this quart of water from behind the counter.
You know, I've tried several brands of paper towel. None of them are able to do the job that I have in mind.
Well, I'm sure you'll be happy with these.
Here they are.
Harry, tear off 1 square for me, will you?
Right, boss. There you go.
Now, I'm going to dip this towel into the quart of water, like so. As you can see, the towel is absorbing the entire bottle of water.
Yes, very nice. The level of the water is dropping substantially.
None of it is dripping onto the floor. This 1 square of paper towel has absorbed an entire quart of liquid. See, the bottle now is as dry as a bone. And feel this, the towel is also just slightly damp. That's because this towel could absorb another 50 gallons of water. Just get slightly moist. That's absorbency. Now, watch as I squeeze it out again. All right? Listen to this. Huh? Pretty impressive. And you get 5,000 sheets per roll.
That'll be perfect. I'm trying to shop up my Olympic-sized swimming pool. I'll buy one square.
Just one square? Don't you want a whole roll?
I don't need more than one square. All I have is one pool. Now, how much does it cost?
Well, a roll is $3.98. So if you divide that by 5,000 sheets, one square costs about 1/12 of a penny.
Well, I think I have exact change. Yep, there you go. Thank you very much.
Do you want a bag?
No, that's all right. Oh, wait. There's still water in this one. Do you have a new one, please?
Oh, yeah. Tear off a new one, Harry.
Okay. Here we go. One square of superabsorbent towel.
Thank you very much.
We didn't make much on that one, did we, Harry?
1/12 of a penny?
Well, what's important is a satisfied customer. Look, while we're waiting for another buyer, why don't you unpack these boxes of musical CDs?
Oh, what kind of music are they?
Well, this is the blues.
Oh, I love the blues.
Yeah, and this box is the greens here. And this one is the oranges.
I know what the blues sounds like, but what do the oranges sound like?
Oh, cheerful music. Like a sunny day in Florida. Ah, another customer. Can we help you?
Yes, you can. I've been interested in ventriloquism for a while now, and I'd like to buy a dummy.
Harry, why don't you go down to aisle 6 with a shopping cart? Halfway down on the left is an assortment of ventriloquial figures. Bring them up here so this man can examine them.
Oh, okay.
I've been practicing the art of ventriloquism for a few weeks now. It's lots of fun. Have you ever tried it?
No, I can't say I have.
Okay. There are 3 figures I thought you might like.
3? I see 4.
No, there's only 3. 1, 2, 3.
But I count 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nope. 1, 2, 3. Well, which one do you want to try first?
Well, how about this one?
Hey, put me down! Put me down! I'm spoken for!
I like the cut of your jib. The only problem is, you're already talking!
You darn tool, I'm already talking!
Can I get a special rate on him because he's used?
Look, you don't want to use dummy. They tend to have an attitude.
Really? How so?
They bite.
Oh, well then I don't want him. Get off me!
Hey!
How much for the bunch of them?
500 for the ones you see here.
Sold! Here's your money.
Thank you very much.
If you don't mind, I'll just wheel the shopping cart out to my car.
No, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that was a nice exchange. We made some real money on that, Harry. Harry? Harry? Harry, where'd you go? Hey, fella! Fella, come back here!
Time for another commercial.
It'll be quick. No need to fast forward. If you want to be a patron of this program, help support us by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney and donating some money. You could do $1 a month, you could do just $1. We'll take it. patreon.com/Steve Charney, and I thank you in advance.
W KX,
what was it?
BST MFY. Yeah, store is open today. It's the most well-stocked store in the country. Probably the world. We have a car repair shop in the back, a spaceship repair on the side, and covered wagon repair in the front. We have sunglasses. We have moon glasses. And our doll department. Whoa! We have dolls that cry, dolls that burp, dolls that wink, dolls that bite their nails, dolls that pick their nose, dolls that whine, dolls that laugh so hard the milk you feed them comes out of their nose.
And there's me, too!
Right, you're a doll. Fortunately, I caught the customer before he bought a whole slew of ventriloquist dolls. You got into the car by accident, Harry. He almost drove off without you.
Well, put me in a pile with other ventriloquial figures, Steven. Well, it's hard to tell us apart.
That's true. Oh, boy, another customer. May we help you with what you're looking for?
I'm looking for nothing.
Nothing?
That's right.
So you're just browsing?
I'm browsing for nothing.
Harry, check aisle 3 and see what we have. Make sure you bring nothing back.
Even if I find something, I should bring nothing back to the counter.
Do you want something, sir?
I just told you I want nothing.
Just the nothing, Harry.
Okay, Steve, I'll be right back.
Listen, so we're not just waiting for nothing. Can I interest you in anything?
I don't want anything. I don't want something. I want nothing from you.
Here it is. I wasn't sure what type you wanted, so I brought all 4 types.
Lay them on the counter here.
There's nothing to lay down.
I know. Lay them on the table.
Lay what on the table?
Nothing.
But I have nothing!
I know, put it on the table!
Okay, there's nothing to put on the table, I'll do it.
Now this, sir, is absolutely nothing. A fine product.
What's in it?
Nothing.
Good.
This one is, according to the manual, completely nothing.
I like the cut of its jib.
Third one is positively nothing.
Wait a second, what's this? Look at this, a little bit of something here.
Let me get a closer look. You're right. That's a piece of hair. A piece of hair is definitely something. Harry, send this back to the manufacturer. It must be a factory reject.
Oh, what should I send back?
Nothing.
So I shouldn't send anything back?
Don't send anything back. Send nothing back.
But there is something, the hair.
That hair's next to nothing.
I'm confused.
I'm sorry, sir. Usually when they say they're going to send nothing, they send exactly that, positively nothing. But here they ended up sending me something, and I have to apologize to you.
Well, I accept your apology in the spirit to which it was given.
Well, I've never been so insulted. But anyway, finally I want to show you just nothing.
So I have a choice between absolutely nothing, completely nothing, and just nothing.
Right, the positively nothing, thanks to your eagle eyes being sent back.
I'll take absolutely nothing from you.
An excellent choice. Here you go. You now have absolutely nothing.
How much does it cost?
Absolutely nothing. How would we charge something for nothing? It is nothing, so it costs nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Guess I'll have to pay you with what you just gave me, since you gave me absolutely nothing. That's what I give back to you. Absolutely nothing.
Well, thank you.
It was nice doing business with you. Bye-bye.
I don't know, Harry. I'm having trouble getting this nothing into the cash register. It's too ephemeral.
Steve, I had a lot of trouble following that.
I don't know why. It was easy. I gave him absolutely nothing, and he gave me absolutely nothing in return. Now, while we're waiting for the next customer, could you unpack the mud from these boxes here?
Okay. Wait a second, Steve. This doesn't look like mud in here.
Let me look. Hand me that leaflet in the box.
There, Steve.
Oh, I see the problem. This is dirt. We have to add the water on our own. Do you see any packets of water in the box? It should have been included.
Wait a second. Are these them?
Yeah, that's it. Open up the packets and add the water. Mix, and you'll get mud. Then I want you to take the mud out of the box and stack it on the shelf. You never know when some pig will come in demanding mud from us. Ah, maybe that's a pig now.
I don't think so.
Hello there. Is this the magic shop?
No, but we do sell a lot of magic tricks here. We have a whole department of magic.
Can you show me something? I'd like to buy something for my grandson.
Certainly. Harry, why don't you demonstrate some of the magic tricks we have?
Sure, Steve. Here, let me just get the glass of water. Okay. You see this glass of water I have here?
Of course.
Watch. I take my magic wand and it's now turned green. I wave my magic wand again. It's now turned red. And I wave it one more time and it's gone.
Remarkable! Excellent! Do you have anything else?
Sure. See these berries here? Tap them.
Let's see. Yes, they're definitely regular glass mirrors. There doesn't seem to be any way anything magical about them. No secret holes. I'm looking, turning it over. It's an ordinary glass mirror.
And yet, I say the magic words, abracadabra! And now, this glass mirror has turned into paper. I can now fold the berries into tiny squares, blow on them, and they're gone.
How did you do that?
It's all done with mirrors, lady.
What else? Maybe something a bit larger.
Oh, show me the big illusion.
Oh, yeah, the big illusion. Watch this, huh? I take my magic wand. I wave it. Abracadabra! And now, we disappear.
Hello there. Hello there. Where did everything go? The store. The people. They're all gone.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to do the credits. Here's a piece of paper. This is probably what he must read from. Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy was done by me, Steve Charney. But that's what the paper says. I'm not Steve Charney. I guess Steve Charney was the proprietor. And the Weary Deer song was done by Trout Fishing in America from their My World CD. But you can go to troutmusic.com to hear more of their stuff. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, it says go to TuneIn or Google Play. And, of course, patreon.com/Steve Charney. And you can go to his website, stevecharney.com, too. Oh, look, a joke. A duck walks into a bar with a rabbi on his head. What's the deal? The bartender asks, and the duck says, it's opposite day.